Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour, and you will feel the instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. On The Truth is Funny, I am sharing with you stories from amazing visionaries and authors and speakers that I have met along my travels, who have participated in my seminars while sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen worldwide. And so they are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. Now today I have a change in my guest. Leah, the quantum numerologist that I spoke about last week, is off to LA today, and is her flight is right at this time. She was asked to speak there. So instead we have Reverend Mary Elizabeth Hoffman, who is here to share with you a juicy, joyful, yummy life. So what if you discovered a magical world of beings from another time and space, and they had a lot of wisdom to share with you to overcome all fears and limitations? And what if you decided to listen to that knowledge and to share it with others to improve their lives today? Today I have Reverend Mary Elizabeth Hoffman here to discuss how self-empowerment and balanced reciprocity is amazing ability from listening to her intuition. This powerful woman is the founder and teacher of Alma Stara Spirit School, offering personal consultations, and she offers private sessions and workshops in cooperative manifestation. She is working with the earth, the devic, imaginary, elemental, angelic, human, integral, and creator energies. Mary Elizabeth Hoffman also has led workshops and trips to sacred sites all around the world, and she is an author, dowser, tarot reader, not to mention UN Method practitioner. So a warm welcome to Mary Elizabeth Hoffman to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. Thank you. That's quite the accolade.
I was just thinking about the very first time that I spoke to you on the phone, and my cat, Pearl, came out from under the covers with my daughter downstairs in the basement and pawed at the basement door and ran up me and grabbed the mic out of my off my phone. And I remember being very embarrassed and saying to you, "Whoa, this cat, will you mind saying hello to my cat?" So you have quite an affinity with cats, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I definitely do.
Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, what I've discovered is that one of the things about the cat energy is it's something that's kind of been with me since I was very, very little. And it encouraged me to be self-responsible, self-aware, how what I do affects myself and the world around me. And so even as a very young child, I began listening to their guidance. So it was something that for a feeling type depth, it comes from the heart. It's a blend of feeling love, feeling nurturance, feeling supported, feeling like you're actually aligned with the cosmic flow of things. And it's a very good feeling. So because of that, I kept pursuing it and really enjoyed the company of the cat beings, much more so than the company of most people.
Well, I can tell you, my cat, she totally enjoys your company. Every time I speak with you on the phone, she runs around the house with joy. So when did you first realize that, when you really started listening to these, you know, the information from cats that you receive? How did that take place?
It actually started in childhood. I was probably about 3 years old. I had these invisible beings that I called Gaka as a little girl that were between 9 and 12 feet tall that I talked to because the adults around me didn't listen. So, you know, I carried on a conversation with people who did. So they would keep me out of mischief and guide me as to how to deal with things, and they kept me safe and secure. And I always felt supported, nurtured, loved, you know, because my family had their own issues they were dealing with, and I was kind of shuffled off to the side. So as I grew older, I, you know, continued to listen to what I called my guides and guardian angels, and that has kind of been the cat beings all this time, and reconnected with them at a Hathor workshop with Tom Kenyon in Sedona, Arizona.
Can you just explain who Tom Kenyon is for the listeners?
Tom Kenyon is a sound healer. He's Tibetan Buddhist. Also has a strong connection with Egypt and the Hathors, and has a better than the 3-octave range of his voice. He's pretty phenomenal when it comes to bringing through energy from the other realms and doing healing work with it. So I've worked with him with this for years. I've known him over 30 years, and I respect his work.
And so what made you decide then to basically what my dad used to say, either shift or get off the pot? And so when did you decide to, you know, that you were going to bring this information out to others and share it with others? And how have you shared it with others?
Well, it's been a combination of things. I did try to, you know, get married and have kids and be normal for a period of time. It didn't work very well, I have to say, because the cat beings were always still there, and I was still always doing the healing and doing the nurturing and doing the caretaking, and, you know, particularly with the kids in the neighborhood and that kind of stuff when my son was small. As he got older, I got into listening to the cat beings and doing work with light and energy and sound and other techniques. And one of the things they kept stressing to me was finding that way to connect with the fact that your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions create your reality. And whatever energy you put out is going to come back to you. So, and it's going to come back multiplied. That's the thing. That's the way the physics works, you know. So if you put out fear energy or worry energy or anger energy, that's what's going to bounce back to you. It's what's going to flow back. If you put out love energy, if you put out nurturing, supportive energy, that's what's going to come back. But you have to be aware that you have an inner relationship not only with yourself and your guides and guardian angels, but with everything in your life and everybody in your life. So there needs to be a reciprocal flow of giving and receiving in energy. So if you're putting a lot of energy out and you're giving a lot and there's not much flow coming back, there's a real imbalance that's created. And so it can make your life very chaotic, very fractured, you know, and things don't seem to flow as easily. It seems like everything's a challenge, everything's difficult, everything's hard. So learning
yes,
the technique.
In my work working with people, one of the things that I've noticed is that many people, especially people who are interested in this type of work, you know, that are sort of in tune to energy, have a tendency to be extremely big givers. And sometimes there's an unevenness in the ability to be able to receive. And so this is so important that we understand that for everything that we put out, there is something that comes back, and that it's important for us all to be in a place where we give and receive. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about this when we come back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're about to take a break. When we return, we're going to hear more about the fascinating cat beings and Reverend Mary Elizabeth. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Reverend Mary Elizabeth Hoffman. She is sharing with us the wisdom of cat beings from her cat oracle. But before we continue, I want to be sure that everyone can connect with Mary Elizabeth. Can you please share your contact information for our listeners, Mary?
Sure. I have several Facebook pages, which are the Mary Elizabeth Hoffman, and I also have a Cat Beings and Cat Beings Oracle page on Facebook. But the easiest way to get me is through the website, and it's www.catbeings.com. So I look forward to hearing from you guys.
That's awesome. So I would like to talk to you a little bit more about balance, like, and what it is that you've discovered about that.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is many of us, as you had mentioned before, in the helping healing profession, have a tendency to give more than we're willing to receive. And we don't take the time to feed our own spirits and our own souls, and it creates an imbalance. It's almost as if we do it out of a need to sort of be apart and separate and in control and that kind of thing, you know. So a lot of us are learning that giving and receiving with every client, with every student, we're learning something from them. They're there to teach us as much as we're there to share with them. So that kind of reciprocity, whether it's in a love relationship, whether it's in a friendship, whether it's in a work relationship, when that stays balanced, everything is easy. It's a flow. It's simple. There isn't any power struggle. There isn't any, difficulties, because you're being honest and in your authentic self. You're being truthful to you and your own soul heart, and you're also allowing the other person to be that same way. And in that authenticity, it's much, much easier to go to a deeper level of connection, and everything just runs a whole lot easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go with the flow than to be up the creek without a paddle.
Yep, that's for sure.
And I've done it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
After,
me too.
I think there's times in our lives when we all do that. And would you say what I'm noticing when I speak with a lot of people right now, men and women, is a lot of them have this deep desire to be with the opposite, the male or the female, to support them and to sort of balance the masculine and femininity. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Well, one of the things that I've discovered, and this actually came from a book that the cat beings sort of dictated to me on connecting with balancing energies, and the cord-cutting process that they shared with me, one of the things they kept stressing is you must balance your own male and female energy. All of us, regardless of what our physical body anatomy is, we have our own male and female energy. And to really be successful or accomplish anything in our lives, we need to own that. Our feminine energy is that part of us that connects us to our soul heart and gives us information and guidance as to different options and possibilities and things that we could do. It's our intuition, our feeling, our gut, you know. But we need that masculine side, that yang energy, to be able to bring that feeling, that intuition, that idea, that concept, and actually build it and create it in the physical third-dimensional reality. So without that marriage within us of those energies and cooperative energy within us with those energies, there's no way that we're going to be able to be successful in the world. It's a family effort, shall we say. So once we're whole within ourselves, then it's much, much easier to stand in our own authenticity and then be able to share that with other people.
So you were speaking about these books that you have. Are they available yet? Or I know last time I spoke with you, you were planning to bring
them
out.
Well, I do have hard copies of them. I'm in the process of shifting from PC to Apple and shifting everything over from the old publishing programs, because they don't work well with all the new media with the e-books online. They don't transfer very well. So I'm in that learning curve of shifting them over into, an InDesign program so that everybody wants to download them off as e-books once I get them put on the website. No matter what medium you have, it'll work. So right now they are available in hard copy. So they're spiral-bound hard copy. So I distributed them myself right now rather than going through the old company that I used to use, which was New Leaf years ago. So.
Okay, well, so they will be available soon when you get that technology sorted out.
They are online as far as hard copy is concerned. If you want to order hard copy now, if you want to wait for the e-books, I'm hoping to have them out within the next month or so.
Cool. So I also wanted to talk to you about truth, because you have a lot to say about truth, and I find what you have to say an interesting take on that. Would you like to share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. Sure. Well, one of the things that I've discovered is that most people on the planet look at truth in a very limited way. I see truth as a great big crystal sphere, whether it's the truth about relationships or the truth about economy or the truth about money or the truth about work or the truth about whatever it's about. And when you look at that sphere, there are thousands of diamond facets cut in that sphere. And each facet of that sphere of truth is one expression of the central core of that pure truth. So there are lots of ways that truth can be expressed, but they're all right and they're all wrong in their own way. So when you look at the whole jewel of truth, you're able to see the bigger picture. And the key I find is in connecting with people from where their truth is and bring them into the center core so they see the whole truth.
That's what I've been discovering, is that the truth is very flexible. Your truth can change very quickly, and you can get caught up in the stories about truth. One of us is shifting at every moment, every second of every moment of every day. And we're moving forward, and so truth that you held just a minute ago could change very drastically in a split second. And do you believe that there is a vibration of truth that is measurable?
Oh, yeah. I'm a dowser, amongst other things, and this is something I learned from my grandfather. And one of the things that I've discovered, you know, you go to a dowsers conference and they've got pendulums and they've got Y rods and they've got L rods and they've got all these fancy tools that you can use. The reality is it's your body. It's the electromagnetic energy field in your own body that you're using to dowse with. So if you really need a tool, use your fingers and do the sticky smooth for a yes and a no. Because literally it's a feeling in your own body, and you can learn to feel it without needing a tool. Some people experience it when they get a yes, they feel like they're being pushed forward, or they might hear yes in their ear, or they might feel like things are, you know, really flowing and right. If they get a no, they feel like somebody's holding them back, or they feel like they're blocked, or they feel like something has shut down, or they hear no in their ear, you know. So it's like I tell people, look at it as a red light, green light.
You know? Oh, yes.
If you're getting a red light, stop. You know, if you're getting a green light, then, hey, flow with it. It's fun, you know. Watch those caution lights, though, because that red light's coming.
Yes, it's very similar to what I've been sharing with people, is finding, if you can find that, what I call the red light, the strong. And the red light is the weak, and the green light would be the strong. Life goes a lot more easy when you are going with the flow of the traffic instead of trying to fight it. So from your experience, when people get into accidents or they have clashes in their relationships or things are going that way, what would you advise?
Well, usually I advise them to take a walk first, you know, so they can kind of get out of that energy and get clear. Many times we get stuck because we don't make room for other ways of looking at things. It's like we get tunnel vision. It's like we're a racehorse with blinders on, you know, and all we can see is straight ahead. You got to take those blinders off so you get the whole peripheral vision, you know, so you can see the other options and choices. One of the things that the cat beings have stressed to me is when you feel stuck like that, where you feel like you're in an either or, black or white, all or nothing situation, you need to, instead of looking at it like a couple of dots on a piece of paper with a line drawn in the middle and you're trying to balance on the middle of that line, instead put a third point above the line and it creates a pyramid.
And there could be five or six third points above the line or five or six third points below the line. So
that is,
you open
that
yourself
is a fabulous
up to that truth, you know, and it becomes more of the different facets of the jewel of truth about what's going on in that situation.
Very cool. I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, Mary Elizabeth will share with us some more information about that she has received that will help empower you. And also, we will also talk about her trips to Egypt and the Blue Lotuses. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I have Mary Elizabeth Hoffman here talking about her cat oracle, how it works and how it benefits all her clients. And now we're going to talk to her about the blue lotus flowers from Egypt. Mary Elizabeth, tell us about the blue lotus flowers.
They are so heavenly.
I actually was in Egypt and was fortunate enough to spend some time with those lotuses. And it was like the perfume coming off of them was like heaven. And
it
was literally intoxicating. It was just amazing. So tell us about
that. When you're around them, it's like feeling like everything's right with the world. You know, it really is that feeling that everything's right with the world. You're right where you're supposed to be. Everything's flowing the way it needs to, and things are clearer somehow. You know, I've been lucky enough to stay at the Blue Lotus House where we're growing the Egyptian Blue Lotuses again. And being able to get up early enough in the morning to be out there before they open and watch them open and experience that whole thing. And it's an opening within yourself. It really reconnects you with the true, pure love heart energy. You know, I'm convinced they're not from this planet. So that they were brought in and stationed here to hold the love energy, and that, you know, as they're growing again and blossoming again. It's funny, they're androgynous. You only need one to reproduce them. So they really have that beautiful flow of just being. And
can you just give us a little background about how you ended up, just so our listeners are more aware of what we're talking about these flowers, about a little bit of the history of them.
Well, they used
to
grow.
And where they are. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to grow all over Egypt. They were in all the temple sites all over Egypt in ancient times. The lotuses were used very much to create oils and unguents and creams for a number of different purposes. Some of them were ceremonial and ritual purposes. But a lot of it was to connect people with their heart, with their soul heart, with their soul's purpose, and to help them get on their path to do what they had come to do with as much passion and love and joy as possible. And so that's what it was used for. They tend to have an energy that produces a sense of aliveness, of love, of joy, of peace. And the creams, the soaps, the oils, the things like that, that they were made into back in olden days, were things that were shared with the populace so that there could be donations made back to the temples so that the flowers could be grown and taken care of. So it was a mutual thing. They're carved on all the temple walls, even to this day. But unfortunately, the Romans brought fish in that devoured the roots and killed most of them, you know. So what we've been working to do is to regrow them so that we can begin reestablishing them back into some of the temples.
And how long has this how long have you been involved with the blue lotus flowers?
About 3 years now. I've been working with them, made my first contact with them as far as physically seeing them back in 2009 when I was in Egypt. And I've been back a couple of times since. But I've been going to Egypt since 1986. So, and leading tours, the connection with the blue lotuses and them being regrown in Egypt began about 3 or 4 years ago. So it's really phenomenal because they're grown in Tibet. They grow in Tibet as well, but there's a slightly different energy from the ones in Tibet. And these are truly blue depending upon how the light hits them. If the light hits them a certain way, they may look more of a pinkish purple. But the true blue lotuses have a definitely different defining way that they grow and a different genome. And as a matter of fact, I just received last night some information on how this was used as a youthening cream, you know, to keep people young. So,
wow, I was reading a little bit about that. Last night when I saw that. And it's amazing how, you know, nature is supplying us with mm-hmm. all of these beautiful flowers and all these plants and all this energy in the animals and everything around us. And if we start paying attention to that, how we can, you know, and support it, how
much. Yeah, once again, it's that reciprocity, you know. If we'll take the time to listen, the plants and animals and everything growing will communicate with us as to what we can do for them and what they can do for us. We just have to take the time to listen and develop that reciprocity, that receiving and giving energy.
So are you planning any more excursions out to Egypt in the near future?
The plan is to go in December again. December's kind of a nice time of year. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's more open, more available to be able to get into certain places. We tend to focus a lot on the Luxor area and kind of use that as our base and go to the different sites from there. And then, of course, go to the Sphinx and the pyramids. You can't go to Egypt without doing that.
When I was in Egypt, I went with, you know, the person you work with. And mm-hmm. There's nothing more amazing than when you're looking out the window in the bathroom. I said, oh my goodness, there's the pyramids. And you're putting your makeup on and doing your hair, and there's the pyramids. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's definitely.
And I really love the Egyptian people. Their energy is so amazing. It's, it's just incredible. So you are planning more tours, and you're also, what else are in your plans in the near future?
Well, one of the things I'm doing is offering mentoring workshops here at my home in Point Roberts, Washington, and 1 and 3 and 5 day intensives for people who are ready to make the next quantum leap in their growth, and they really don't want to do it in a group setting. They want more one-on-one type situation. What I'm discovering is a lot of people just don't want to do the public display kind of thing, you know. They really want to move quickly and not be held back by a group. So what I'm doing is that private mentoring. I also do readings online. I've got the books that are going to be coming out as e-books rather than regular physical books. And so I've, got a few things on the go. So.
Yes, you're always a busy woman. They say ask a busy person if you want something done. And I was just in Vancouver teaching a seminar or sharing Dr. Cam Ewan's teachings, and we had an amazing group, and there was a lot of people going through major, major changes right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are leaving relationships, entering new ones, moving from one end or to another country, who are talking about just a lot of people feeling this change just coming over them. Would you like to speak to that about that a little bit for us?
Well, 2013 is about shifting the energy and becoming aligned with your own truth and where you're connected, where your people are, so to speak, where your family is, where you feel like you belong. It's connecting with that reciprocal flow of where you need to be on the planet, who you need to be in relationship with, and that kind of thing. And honesty and integrity and truth are playing a major, major role with that. The only way we can be in our integrity and be honest and truthful is if we start first with ourselves, and then we're able to be that way with everyone that we relate to and everything that we relate to. So a lot of it is connecting with your own inner truth center and finding that path and then moving into interacting with others with that. So 2013 is about letting go of the illusions, the pretense, the false beliefs, and becoming very
genuinely
connected.
It sounds like fun, but sometimes it isn't.
It can be a little scary sometimes. That's one of the things with the cat beings, though. The cord cutting processes that they use for releasing cords of fear and nurturing cords of love, that's a reciprocal process. It helps clear out and disempower those fears and limitations, and it nurtures and supports the positive things that are helping you, that are feeding you, that are encouraging you to grow.
That is awesome. So before we go to break again here, can you please share your contact information with us just one more time so that we are sure that we can get in touch with you?
Yeah. It's the www.catbeings.com, or it's possible to reach me by phone. The phone numbers are also on the website, by the way. The phone number is 360-306-5480. I do private sessions by phone. I do audio tape them and put them on a CD for people so that they've got a record of it. Because I do work with astrology, thanks to Tef Nutch, that's kind of her specialty, as a cat being. That gives a little more timing. That's one of the most challenging things to get. So.
Thank you, Mary Elizabeth. This is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and we are going to take another break here. And when we return, we're going to connect on what I call the Higher Self Network for some instant relief, instant shifting. Stay tuned for the shift of the week. See you in a bit.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations, weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Stephan on The Truth Is Funny. We're back, and we are going to shift some energy right now. I just wanted to point out to all our listeners that you do have a direct line to God or to source energy, so use it. If you are listening to any beings, if you're listening to any advice from human beings, any other beings, you want to make sure that you check within yourself and your own intuition that you that they are actually smarter than you. So we want to just strengthen that for everybody, that you know, basically what we are here for is we are here to clear karma and grow and strengthen ourselves and strengthen the planet and strengthen the people that are around us. And when we are strong in our energy, and we are, our body and our mind and our spirit are centered and stable and balanced. And at this time, what I'm doing is I'm tuning into everybody who's listening or who will be listening later. to tuning into everybody's energy on their midline. And I'm just identifying what's coming up as some of the most recent areas that people are feeling a bit of a weakness in. The Earth is traveling mighty fast right now. There's lots of change happening. I was just in Vancouver and had a seminar, and it was an amazing group of people. Out of all the people there, 80% of them were Taurus. So two of them even had the same birthday, and everybody that was at the seminar other than three or four people had a birthday in the last two weeks, or had one coming up in the next week. And it was powerful, powerful manifesting energy. It was, you know, with the new moon, full moon, new moon in Taurus, and there was a lot of energy moving. And for a lot of people right now, there's a lot of people feeling, you know, a lot of change coming over them. The thing is that human beings will resist change because in the past we may have had some change that felt a little uncomfortable. The fact is that change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And if we strengthen ourselves to make change for the better, then we don't have to have any fear of change. So we want to make sure that we get in touch with our future, our past, and our present. So we want to look at our past and energetically shift anything that would be holding us back, clearing through the karma, direct, indirect, and partial, that may be limiting us, holding us back. You know, karma is not good or bad. Karma just is. It's not about positive or negative, good or bad, right or wrong. What it's about is us clearing what's holding us back and letting it go, and doing it very quickly and instantaneously. And then what we want to do is use the present moment, and if everybody just focuses on their spine or their midline right now, and just whatever the leading weakness is for you in this moment, let's just strengthen that you just let that go. Just like deleting, the delete button on your computer, if you consider your hard drive of your computer, your spine or your midline, you can literally take down to zero, negative, infinity any accumulations, associations, parallel, direct, or indirect effects, any negative experiences, negative emotions combined, mixed emotions. You can just delete those and then increase your power, increase your ability, and reprogram to 100% infinite potential, to the power of infinity and beyond, and be strong to taking consistent steps of action towards your future. So when we stay stuck in the present, when you think about it, the present moment is nothing but a split second, because the second that you move into, say, hey, I'm in the present moment, it's already in the future. So we want to make sure that we are strong to our immediate future, our intermediate future, and then we want to be strong going into our far future, so that we're in alignment with our energy and we're not fighting the currents, as we spoke of before. So just getting strong into letting our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions separate and integrate very quickly, so that instead of the thought holding us back, you know, that mental sabotage that many of us play over and over and over again, what we want to do is feel our intuition and then add our perception to it, so that if it's the same or not the same, change or no change, if it's different or not different, if our perception is there or not in that exact second, we get strong to being able to instantly tap into that and move ourselves forward in a way that we would be invincible, that it would be inevitable that we get what our reach our goals, and that instead of being triggered by the problems that come up, we would be strong to all triggers and issues and choices in that, and we would be able to get neutral very, very quickly by going to our midline and just deleting what's bothering us and strengthening what is strong for us in the moment to take those consistent steps of action to move forward towards our goals, and to do it invincibly, like super women and supermen, like the super beings that we are. We are infinite beings, and we are infinite potential. Many of us sort of face this situation where we have a mistaken identity, that we are not powerful, that we don't matter. Every thought that we have is either working for us or it's working against us. So what I have been doing is sharing Dr. Cam Ewan's information with people for the last 9 years. This last week, I was just at the Spring Festival of Awareness speaking, and then I was on to Kelowna, and then on to Vancouver, and I'm just making my way home. And I just want everybody to know that it doesn't matter where you are right now. I'm in Strathmore, Alberta, Canada, at the Days Inn, and I'm working my way home, and I know that we are always in the right place at the right time, because we wouldn't be there if it wasn't. So we want to take any challenges that we're facing, get neutral to them, and be in a place where we would be able to, move forward with strength. And so I am having upcoming seminars and free demos in Toronto and in Ottawa. And I'm also going to be home for private sessions. For those of you who have been emailing me, I have an upcoming interview with Jean Swan. And I have also been invited to go out to the Lightning in a Bottle Music Festival in California in July, which I'm really excited about speaking out there. And so you can contact me at thetruthisfunny.com, and also at crystallinevision.com, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. And you can also sign up for my newsletter on The Truth is Funny and receive a free gift. Mary Elizabeth is also offering a free session for the first person that contacts me by email on The Truth is Funny, or you can contact Mary Elizabeth also. And so I want to thank my guest, Mary Elizabeth, for sharing your insight with me and with the listeners. And please join me next week. I'm going to have a special treat for everyone with Phil Free will be joining me. I have been working with him as a UN Method practitioner for years. We will work on shifting some energy for our callers, open up the lines. So call in next week with your issues, and we will work with you to instantly feel the relief. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Pat!
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.